It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Hey, podcast, yeah, that's right, Trent Waves. We are here with episode number 26.
Hello, everybody.
26.
Yes.
We're going to give a review of this past First Friday for August 2019.
This was such a great First Friday. It was so nice.
Yes.
It was so busy, too.
It was busy.
And we didn't even hit everything we wanted to hit.
That's right. If anybody ever says, oh, there's nothing to do in Trenton, you have never left your house. That's what that means. You need to plug in and be made aware of the great happenings in Trenton, New Jersey.
Yes. We try to hit everything that's going on any given weekend.
Right.
Even on a regular Friday or Saturday, or Sunday, it's hard to hit everything that's going on. We almost made it this time, but we started out at 4:00.
Right.
And we headed over to the BSB Gallery.
Right.
For the opening of their show,
Interwoven.
And it was really cool. It was all about textiles and yarn and work with yarn, yeah, and such like that.
Are you allowed to touch that stuff?
I couldn't resist a couple of things. I had to touch them. It's so touchable. Like
it's
about textile, which has a, you know, a tactile part to it.
Yeah, I know, but I could see museums getting a little bent out of shape.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
the oils in your hand and on your skin and all that stuff. And
yeah, I guess.
You know, you put something out there that's so tangible and you want to just touch it. And then it's like, no touching. I'm not saying they didn't say no touching.
Nobody said no touching.
But I'm just curious if they frown on that kind of thing.
And they actually gave you the opportunity to create your own little piece. They had a bunch of yarn and knitting needles and crocheting needles.
Right.
And they were going to put it on the tree outside.
Right.
So I made a little thing. It's like a little worm. A crocheted worm.
A crocheted worm. I don't have the patience. I can't. I feel like if I started doing that, it would have to be exactly just perfect.
Yeah, you'd be too anal about it.
I couldn't do it.
You keep unraveling it and everything.
Just like getting, you know, upset, yeah, throwing it down on the floor.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that was very, very cool.
That was our first stop. And actually, when we passed by later on, I peeked in and I saw a bunch of people sitting around the table knitting stuff or
knitting,
crocheting stuff.
Or crocheting. We don't know which one it was.
So that was very
apparently
cool.
There's a huge difference between.
So they had an opening night reception and that was lovely. The girls over there were hosting.
The girls who were on the show already.
Yes, yes.
Christy and Anya.
Yes, they were both there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All dressed up and looking gorgeous.
All dressed up. They had wine. They had beer. They had chocolate-covered pretzels. They had chocolate Oreos. And when I say chocolate Oreos, I mean the cream inside was also chocolate.
Ah. They also had cheese and crackers.
Oh, and cheese and crackers.
Stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
Good stuff.
They had a good spread over there.
Yes. From there was another gallery showing in addition to a jazz concert right across the street. And that was at the James Kearney
Campus Gallery.
Yes, that was the name of the gallery.
Right.
And right across the street, there was this great concert of students and their teachers.
Capital City All-Stars. And the Barefoot Wonders.
And some of the kids from Sprouts University were there singing.
Of course,
singing.
Sprouts.
Yes.
They were amazing.
Amazing, amazing. There was another group that came up, but we were heading out from there. Also, making great food for the event was 1911 Smokehouse.
Reggie Hallett
was there.
Right there with the wings and the hot dogs.
Cooking up a storm.
All his stuff.
And that was wonderful.
It was really cool as we later found out that Will Foskey and Crystal Feliciano were across the street at the James Kearney Campus Gallery upstairs doing the casting call for the fashion show, the Trenton Fashion Show.
Trenton Fashion Week.
September 16th to the 22nd, 2019.
Coming up, it's going to be a big event,
yeah,
at multiple venues.
And we're going to be there doing some live podcasting.
Yes, yes.
So make sure you're there.
An exciting time. Like Trenton has Patriots Week in December. We have officially Fashion Week. It's on the calendar.
September 16th to the 22nd.
Right. And they were doing casting calls at the campus that day. And we didn't even know they were there. We would have stopped and said hi.
Right.
And we were at the gallery looking at various photography and art installations.
Correct.
It was a beautiful night, too.
Very nice.
People had brought their lawn chairs, sitting out on the curb, because it's a city, you sit on the curb, hanging out. It was wonderful, really wonderful.
From there, we head over to the base camp. That's where we went, to base camp from there.
Yes, who was also celebrating First Friday with another art installation. It's amazing how
photographer.
Much art there is
yes.
in the city of Trenton. There were two artists there.
Heather and Haley.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know their last names.
You can check them out at Basecamp. They'll have their artwork up for a time.
Basecamp is located at 247 East Front Street, Trenton, New Jersey, 08611.
So what would you call what Basecamp is doing in Trenton?
Basecamp is a co-working space, sort of like in New York. They have Regis. They have things like that. Regis is a co-working space. Bunches of companies inhabit a huge office. Yeah, companies and individuals who are working.
Space and time. Yeah.
Yeah, who are doing work, like business stuff. Right. They co-work. They interwork, intermingle. Some people have big tables they all work at together as separate companies and businesses. Some have private offices, and that's what Basecamp is.
Oh, okay.
It's a place to either start a business, and you can use that as a temporary office somewhere that's not work, it's not home. It's, you know, some people don't like to drive all the way into maybe Manhattan or Philly, and they can work, quote unquote, from home, but they can have an office space right here in Trenton. And it's crazy competitively priced.
And New Pod City has an office there.
Yes, New Pod City is the ground floor of Basecamp. The entrance is in the back.
Yeah, right across.
Right by Everett Alley. Yeah. The cool door with a blue light on top.
Yeah, check out the new door.
New Pod City. So come, you can come and record your podcast there if you have a podcast and you need recording space. If you want to start a podcast, I can help you. NewPodCity.com. That's right. Shameless plug. I'm not ashamed of that. I don't use this podcast to talk about.
We're plugging Anne Labatt's building, too.
Absolutely. Basecamp,
who was
Trenton.
Also a visitor on Trenton Waves.
That's right. She was on episode, I think, 5. Yeah.
So,
Basecamp, right, so Trenton, and New Pod City, same building, 247 East Front Street. That was the third stop.
And then from there, we went over to the block party.
The block party.
First Friday block.
1911 Smokehouse.
Right. 1911 Smokehouse. Because Reggie can actually duplicate himself.
Yes. He's one of the few people that can actually clone himself and
be in a number of places at different times.
Yeah. And the second clone is just as effective as that first clone.
Right. They don't fade in efficiency and...
Right. The resolution stays intact.
Okay. He's still solid.
Yeah,
he's
doesn't degrade. Exactly right. That was crazy.
It was packed out. People
it was like 300 people on that block. Easy.
And enjoying cocktails and cigars and music.
It was great.
And then we went, because you wanted to smoke your cigar sitting down.
I got a great Java Red cigar. I got a Max Connecticut. Really
the
good blunt.
Lovely lady selling cigars.
She smokes. She smokes. That's the name of the
she smokes.
That company she has.
Her company.
Really good prices.
Yep.
Went to the backyard of
so
Reggie's
we sat
place there.
In the patio section of Smokehouse.
And ran
and
into.
And lo and behold,
who was
we
there?
Ran into? Mr. Jim Gordon.
What's your Maloney Field, Jim Gordon?
Yes. And
he was there, and John Kelly and his wife Pat, Scott Miller from Exit 7A.
Were there, yep.
Creative Studio Services.
Right next door to Smokehouse, right?
Actually, 7A? Exactly. Right next door to Smokehouse is Scott's place. Exit 7A.
Right. Then after that.
After that hit Classics.
We went to Classics.
For Scrabble.
It was so funny because we were saying how loud and party it was there.
Man.
And then you walk into Classics. It's so.
Yeah. Crickets.
Oh, it's peaceful. And it's like you're walking into a nice cozy
crickets.
Sweater or
yes.
something. Eric Maywall was there, who
Eric.
Was the second. Podcast.
Some may love, others may war.
Right. Hosting the weekly Scrabble games.
7 p.m. till midnight. Sometimes they go to 2 in the morning.
Sometimes longer when it gets a little crazy.
You should listen to that show, episode 2. That was funny.
And I purchased some books because I can never go to Classics and I find something that I want to read.
And then Will Foskey, Trentonians Assemble, he pops into Classics. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know this, but he has a book, and we bought that book.
Yes,
it's a poetry book, Poetison. Mm-hmm. Poetry and Medicine. Get
right,
it?
Right, I get it, I get it. So if you're interested in that book, they have it at Classics.
Yeah, $10, man. So it's a bargain. Buy
yes,
it.
Yes.
Buy it today yes. at Classics Books in Trenton.
That was a nice little stop.
That was a nice little stop there.
We met up with Will and walked over then to our next stop.
Oh, man.
I'm losing count now.
Mill Hill Saloon.
The Mill Hill Saloon, which had another
art. It was pumping in there. It was, oh, my gosh.
And we walked
it was so loud.
And guess who's there?
Jim Gordon, where's your Maloney Field?
He was there too.
And he goes, hey, I want to buy you guys a drink.
He didn't sound like that.
Yes, he did.
Oh, and we met Kathleen there, and we saw the curator.
Who's Kathleen?
She is a faithful patron of Candlelight Lounge.
Oh, so okay.
So we were talking about jazz.
Oh, on Passaic.
Yes, and we were talking about that, and then she happened to be there because... When you meet one person in Trenton, you meet
right.
everybody in Trenton.
Yes.
And it's a big party. Leon Rainbow was there.
Leon Rainbow was there. Scott Miller was there. At the very end of the night, we're leaving. Scott Miller's walking in.
Amanda, the bartender.
Amanda, the bartender.
Serving up drinks.
Tony Goggle's fiance.
Yes.
He's definitely marrying up. Tony, if you're listening, you know that's the truth.
And so we had cocktail, and then we had some food.
And Wade Wilson was there performing.
That's right.
Wade Wilson.
And there was, like we said, there was local art on the walls.
That's right. We actually spoke to the curator of that show.
That's right.
That at Mill Hill. He's coming on the show soon.
Yes.
Not going to tell you who it is.
So upstairs, there was the DJ.
Yes.
Downstairs, there was live band.
Yeah. It was pumping.
You can choose either venue.
Yeah.
The Mill Hill Basement always has live music down there, all different kinds of music.
Oh, man.
So... What we're trying to tell you...
Yeah, we didn't get home till after 12 o'clock midnight.
And I had to get up early the next day.
That's right.
The one thing we didn't get to was I wanted to get to the Roebling Lofts Gallery because they also have a First Friday showing of a new art exhibit. Since we were kind of downtown, we didn't head over that way and we didn't make it there in time because we left Classics too late.
Yeah.
We didn't make it
We were gone for 8 hours, went to over five places.
Right.
In Trenton, one more alive than the next. It was just amazing.
Right.
Amazing night. One of my favorite First Fridays in 16 years.
It really was wonderful. And here's what's glorious about living in this city. I'm a native New Yorker, so is Frank.
Right.
You know that. Born and bred Brooklyn, Queens. And I have my beef with New York right now. But
well, don't get us started.
I'm not even going to talk about it.
Don't even get us started.
You know, New York is hopping. It's a big city. It's a really big city. Mm. Philadelphia, not so big, also hopping, but here's what they don't have.
Right.
Every single place we went to, we ran into people we knew.
Right.
And it was nice. It wasn't like, oh crap, there's so-and-so.
No, it was like a continuation from the previous venue.
Yeah, it was just like everybody happy to see everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody out and about, happy that the city is thriving.
Right.
Happy to see that there's so much life, so much entertainment,
yeah.
so much music and art and fellowship and just a wonderful, wonderful place to live and work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to have a business. So
it's great.
Yeah, we just wanted to share that with you because we just had such a great time Friday.
Right.
That we wanted to let you know that it's out there for for you.
And check out Facebook because you don't want to miss the next First Friday. It's the first Friday of every single month. Trenton Downtown stays open late. Oh, we saw Bonnie. That was the other one.
Oh,
we saw
yes. Let me give her a plug.
Oh,
Bonnie
man.
Is the nail artist of nail artists. And in the time when I used to have gels on my nails are not looking good right now because I haven't been to Bonnie in a while. She is amazing. Amazing artist on your fingertips.
Right. Hot just, nails.
Right. Right on Warren Street.
Right. Right across from Maxine's. Haute nails.
Yes.
You want to see Miss Bonnie.
And it's amazing what somebody can do on such a small canvas.
Right.
As a nail.
A nail bed.
Yes.
Which is like maybe
and
3/4 inch wide.
Nobody's nails have lasted longer than when Bonnie did my nails.
Really?
They lasted like a month. I mean, they were literally growing out.
Wow.
That I had to go back because they had grown.
Not chipped, not...
No.
Wow, that's cool.
No chips. No, I know
that's your big. That's your big gripe.
That's my gripe with. Yeah. That's why my nails look the way they do, because every time I get a manicure, it's like 2 days later.
Right.
It's
right.
done. So right. plug to her. Check her out if you really want to get some beautiful nail work. And yeah. they do everything. They'll do manicures, pedicures, and so on.
If you're looking for a cool city to move into, you found it on Trenton Waves.
And it's still called Trenton, New Jersey. To
yes.
Still, I can't promise that's going to last forever.
I don't think that's going to last forever.
But
so come on in. Move here.
Yeah.
This is a happening town. It's great.
Bring what you have to offer here.
Yeah, what do you
Add
got?
Add it to the pot.
Hmm.
Mix it up.
Mix it all up.
And it's not just First Fridays either.
No.
There's something going on in Trenton a lot of the days of the week.
Absolutely. I'm just
There's
saying First
Friday.
There's
things going on at Trenton Social
yeah.
on Wednesdays. Sometimes they have the sushi night.
Right.
They have astronomy on tap. They have karaoke. Open
and Mill Hill
mics.
Saloon has that too on Tuesday
That's
nights.
Right. That's right. Actually, a friend of mine texted me. He was at Dubai and he's like, it's karaoke tonight. I'm here for the seafood soup.
And he doesn't even live in Trenton.
I know. See people coming
I know.
From
people coming from all over.
Suburbs.
Because they want the urban experience.
That's
they
right.
want a cool place to come to with his life.
So my advice would be, if you want to know what's going on, Facebook, Instagram, check out the events that are happening from Monday to Sunday.
Right. Also, you can go to TrentonWaves.com and click Around Town, and it has all the banners from all the stuff that's happening
right.
here.
That's right. We haven't been to Cooper's in a while. We got to go back.
Got to hit
again.
Cooper's. Yeah. Yes.
It's just so much to do. So we just wanted to share that with you and hope you partake and join us here.
That's right.
In this wonderful place that we call Trenton, New Jersey.
Our home.
Yeah.
And check us out next week when our guest will be Bill Volokey. Bill Volokey.
Remember when you were a little issue with
I
him?
I didn't like him at all.
And now.
And we talk about that too.
I know you do.
Yeah, I did not like that guy. Did not
and
like
now
that cat.
You do. See?
Now I like. Hey, he's all right.
Everything works out in Trenton, New Jersey.
That's it. That's right. That's Trenton's new catchphrase. Trenton, New Jersey, where everything just works out. On that note, we'll see you next time on Trenton Waves. Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.